Game one of a three-game series between the A's and Rangers. Rangers staying positive, hoping for their first win. We'll take it to the top of the first. A.J. Griffin against Matt Joyce.
Gomez with a long run, and he'll get that one back right at the wall.
When you play it like that, it's a relatively easy catch. You get to the wall, you jump up, and you catch it.
Gomez, because of that great hustle, stays out of a double play, and now is just 90 feet away. It's this one on the ground to first. Alonso will grab it, get the out at first. Throws to the plate, not in time. Gomez gets in around the tag. And Odor sends it high in the air, deep to right field. Joyce looking up. It is gone. A home run. And that was a massive blast. Third of the year for Odor.
Here's the 2-1 offering. A swing and a high drive. Well hit center field. Davis going back on the ball. He's still going. He's looking up. And that ball is history. A grand slam for Nomar Mazara. 5 RBI game for the Big Chill.
1-0 pitch, and that one is smashed by third. Base hit. Good start at second for Gomez. He'll score without a throw on the RBI single by Mazara.
Nomar Mazara improved his average to 588 after a 6 RBI night in Friday's game against the Athletics. Let's hear what he has to say about his stellar performance and the Rangers' first win of the year.
Yes, Nomar Mazara, 6 RBIs, your first career Grand Slam. Safe to say that one felt pretty good today?
Yeah, you know, that's probably one of the best games I've ever played in my life. You know, obviously we didn't start the year how we wanted to, you know, but we came back today and put a lot of good at-bats together.
What do you attribute being so locked in this early in the season to?
I just go out there, don't try to do too much, you know, look for my pitch and only the count, and just try to put a good swing on it.
Carlos Gomez really setting the tone early in this game with his defense in the top of the first and then the hustle in the bottom of the first. What did that do for you guys in the dugout?
Oh, it means a lot to us. You know, that's how we play the game, you know, especially him hustling around the bases and in the outfield, especially the pitching. You know, Claudio did a standing job and Leclerc too, so.
The Rangers secured their first win of 2017 with a victory against the Athletics on Friday night. Manager Jeff Banister talks about the team's brilliant performance.
What does Alex Claudio mean to this team?
I think you asked me that question in 15. You asked me that question last year. Look, he has been special for us in so many situations, whether it's what he did tonight when come in relief early, give us some length, getting the ground balls, I think 7 ground balls, only one of which was a base hit, 2 double plays, only one hard contact. And so he did have the one walk, but when he could mix with the arm angle and the movement on everything, it's comforting to know that a guy comes in, throws strikes, and can get outs for you and give us some length that we desperately needed tonight in a winning situation. He's huge. He's a connector in that bullpen. I believe it. He can pitch anywhere in that bullpen and get outs for us and go through the lineup multiple times.
So was the first inning tonight from Carlos Gomez, both halves of the inning, was that about what you expected when you heard he was coming back this year?
Look, that's what I've seen Carlos do in other uniforms, in our uniform. Special defense, look, going up against the wall early. But more than anything else, the read off of the bat. He reads the ball off the bat so well, tracks the ball so well, knows how to get to the wall. He knows how to come in. And then the hustling play on the base hit turned a single into a double. And we were able to move him over and score, get us on the board. That is what we look for from Carlos. We know that he can hit the ball out of the ballpark, but we also know he's drawn some walks for us too. So, look, he's going to be a catalyst for this team.
Carlos, I think, is part of the reason that you guys didn't panic on offense after what you lost with Desmond Moreland and the Beltran, because you knew you would have a full season from Gomez, full from LaCroix, full from Chu, and even full from Mazara.
Absolutely. No, look, all those guys that you mentioned, but losing Desmond the opportunity to get Carlos back. Knew that he could hit from the top of the lineup for us, give us power from the top of the lineup. He's going to give us speed on the bases. He's going to give us tremendous defense. He's a two-way player, three-way player, really, on the bases, in the batter's box, and on defense. It's when he feels good, the legs feel good. It's special defense in center field. It can be lockdown defense in center field for you, and just jumpstart the offense in so many different ways. Look, this is an offense that is deep. We can score. We can put runs on the board in multiple ways. There was no panic in that situation. There's so many positives to talk about with Carlos, and look, he is, like I said, he's a special player. The energy that he brings every night, the smile on his face, and he loves to play the game of baseball. He does. He jump starts his team.